little pieces here and there, but then it has to get approved by the league first. Right. So there's only so much we can do, and the pieces we're putting on can only be so thick. And with the new approval too, it's tough because we have certain guidelines we have to follow, and I don't know, so far it's not perfect.
Was that something that you maybe worried might be the case, or is this a bit of a surprise that this is happening?
No, we all knew. This is why we were trying to put it off for so long. We all knew this would happen, and sad reality, it's here, and I think it's here a little too soon. I think we should have had these chest pads maybe for a couple of years, kind of work out the kinks and then bring them in. But, you know, that's what we have to deal with, and we're going to go ahead and deal with it.
Scoring is up a little bit, I think, early in the season. It tends to happen, and maybe it works itself out. But do you think that has anything to do with maybe more goals being scored?
Well, that's tough for me to say, but I definitely know my chest pad has a different feel for it, and it's definitely going to add a couple goals. I mean, we're not talking big numbers, but it's definitely going to add a couple goals and affect some save percentages. But, I mean, that's what the league wants. They want more goals, and they just got to understand that it's going to reflect negatively on us, and we're going to have to all deal with it.
Don't imagine they want injured goaltenders, though, or bruised goaltenders.
No, they don't. Obviously, Whitmore is good with us, and he gets back to us right away for the approvals and stuff. But, I mean, how do you know until you feel it, right?
But there is good dialogue going on sort of between you guys and the league just to give the feedback?
I believe so. On my end, I think so. We've been able to get back with approvals pretty quickly. And I still feel a little vulnerable in there, but it's nothing I'm concerned or scared about. I'm more worried about the long term if I'm finding spots that I don't know about now. And, you know, you never know when one might be the big injury and sure, the bone breaker or something like that.
Do you find yourself calling or texting Kay Whitmore quite often this year, Connor, or not as much as we
do? Oh, I have everything go through Jay, our equipment manager, and I think he's... If I was Kay, I'd be getting annoyed with how much we've been back and forth with him, but, I mean, it's part of it. He knows and he expects it. I'm sure I'm not the only guy going through it.
Just on the game itself, you know, last night and moving forward, what does it show again for your club to have that resiliency of being down and at the end of the night leaving the rink with 2 points?
I think you're starting to see some things come together. This team is, it's a different team, so we're building different chemistry, and you can see it start to click, and we're starting to enjoy ourselves out there, and it's a huge character win.
Do you feel like there's a little extra buzz around the game tomorrow, or is that all just outward buzz happening?
I mean, I guess you say there's a little more buzz, but we got to prepare the same way we prepare for any team. We know they're going to be a challenge, and they're not going to make anything easy for us. So we're going to prepare the right way, and we're going to follow up with the city's buzz.